San Francisco front?
They run a great defense. They have a great front seven. They run the same kind of scheme that we saw last week, which is good. Just a little bit of carryover. Obviously, different personnel, but same schematically. We just need to continue to improve and watch film and get ready.
What have been some of the keys as the line has made some strides here?
Some of the keys while we made some strides?
Uh-huh.
I think the cohesion, I think we're getting better playing together. I think, we've been playing together a little bit longer. We had a few games under our belt playing next to each other. O-line is a big, they got to play together as a unit, and I think us playing together has really helped.
What would be some of the keys, because I know they have the ends and so forth, but interior, what would be some of the keys against Dorsey and their middle linebacker, their inside linebacker?
Communication's always key. We need to get on the right guys. They run different fronts. They run an even package, odd package, or sub packages. So communication first and foremost, and then just getting on them, getting back to our techniques and fundamentals. Inside they got some big guys that can press the pocket, so we need to use our leverage and technique to be able to keep the depth of the pocket so Matt can step up.
What did you learn about this team playing than last year?
They're really good. Their front seven is relentless. They keep getting after the quarterback, and they're really good against the run. So we're really going to have to prepare well when we face them on Monday night.
That gets you guys excited when it's a team that everybody talks about this defense.
Yeah, definitely. It's not going to be hard to get up for. It's a Monday night game. They're a great defense. They're fighting for a playoff spot. So, hopefully we can get together and knock them off.
This last home game for them, a regular season at Candlestick, they're going to be hyped. How do you match
it? Yeah. And all the fans, it should be a pretty crazy atmosphere, the last game in that stadium. So it'll be fun to get the opportunity to play there and kind of be a part of that history.
The coach talked about the hits on Matt. How does the line try to keep the guys off them and so forth?
Obviously we want to try and keep him clean as much as we can. Matt's a tough guy. He doesn't really say much about it. He kind of just gets up and keeps going. It's on us to kind of, talk to each other and make sure we get each other right and keep the pocket clean.